Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
So LeBron goes to the Lakers, and my Knicks end up with Mario Hezonja from the Orlando Magic. Ladies and gentlemen, life is not fair. And that is how I start the show today. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you have a good start to the July 4th holiday. I am Gary Kaltbaum, a very depressed sports nut, and this is Investor's Edge. A show about you and everything that affects you, your life, the markets, your money, the jobs and unemployment, taxes, all that stuff in between. You know, I was on TV at 4 o'clock today on Fox Business. Let me tell you what happens. I'm on a little show with a Republican, and I'm not using this word to put him down, but I think a Republican operative, I guess that's the word, a Republican politico, and we were talking about tariffs, you know, and he said, and I'm not paraphrasing, the one thing he's worried about is Americans not being patriotic in agreeing with the president on tariffs. That's what he said. And of course, I said back, I just want to let you know, I am patriotic whether I agree or disagree with Trump on anything. I'm not sure the guy understood it, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But of course, that affects you and your money, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk markets. I have, believe it or not, we're in a shortened holiday week. Tomorrow, half day. I don't even know why they have the day. They should have 2 days off. And of course, Wednesday is July 4th. So tomorrow and Wednesday, we will be playing best of shows. But if the market crashes tomorrow, I'm sure I'll do a show and I'll let my good buddy Jeremiah know. But as of now, as I said, the world's going nuts. I think there's hypocrites everywhere. I think the Socialist Party still does not get it. I think the Republicans have become Republicans. In that, I heard Larry Kudlow came out on Friday and said that the deficits are dropping very quickly. That's just a plain old lie. And, you know, I can go on. But we're just here to let you know. We will continue to tell you the truth. We can't stand either party. They've all let us down. We have no agenda or ulterior motive to just let you know the truth. and we will continue that way as we head to $25 trillion in debt and $30 trillion in debt and so on and so forth. But really, for me, the story of LeBron James, which has absolutely nothing to do with you and your money, but I must tell you, I love the man. I love the man. Does a ton with the community without even publicizing it. Great father. Looks like a great husband. Everything else to me pales in comparison. As a basketball player, I'm going to put him in top five. I do not like him continuously switching teams, but that's the nature of the beast. Just a big congratulations to him on all his success. I met him once. Do you know how I met him? I was walking in the Venetian Hotel in Vegas, and I was kind of sort of looking down, and I ran headfirst into the oak tree they call LeBron James. He's that big, and he's that hard. I mean, he was a rock. That's my claim to fame with LeBron. Now, I know you know, and we'll do a big market wrap. We'll do nothing but markets after this segment. You saw all these protests this weekend, protesting immigration and separation of children and all that. You know, far be it from me to generalize, but they're all a bunch of marks. You know what a mark is? They're all a bunch of lemmings. You know what a lemming is? Just one follows the other. Let me be clear and concise about all these people, including the Democrat Socialist Party. They don't give a crap about those families down at the border. They don't care about families were separated. They don't care about those kids down there. What? Gary, how you can say that? What's the matter with you? Well, let me finish the second part of it. They only care about the kids and the families and immigration when Barack Obama is not president and Donald Trump is. Where were the protests for 8 years under Barack Obama on immigration? Where were the calls that he was Hitler and a Nazi and a racist and heartless and despicable? Where were those calls? Where were a bunch of these lefties showing up at the doorstep of the cabinet, blaming them for what was going on? Because I don't know if you know this, and you probably don't because the media would not report it if you paid them. Barack Obama deported 3 million people. That heartless, gutless man. He deported 3 million people, but not only that. He put in, not a legislation, but by word, that if you're a child and you come here by yourself, we'll let your parents in. So guess what happened? Children got separated from their families. Children came here. Families eventually followed, but they were separated for weeks, months, if not longer. Detention centers, they were housed in cages. You know, the same cages you're seeing what they're doing right now or were doing at the border. Where were these people under Obama? You don't believe me? Go look it up. So anyway, none of them have credibility. The protesters, the media, none of them have credibility in my eyes. I had a conversation with one, why didn't you protest under Obama? And they shot me the middle finger. And that's what we're dealing with now. That's all we're dealing with. They don't care. They selectively care. So they have zero credibility. None. Not one, not two, not three, zero. Zero. And lastly, on immigration. Message to you Democrats out there that want to win the House. You can't win the Senate, but you got a chance for the House. You're going to lose again. Do you know what the media and these so-called protesters don't tell you? Most of America actually believe in rule of law on immigration. They just have no voice in the media. Just letting you know. You know, there's laws on the books with immigration. They were there under Obama. He followed them with getting rid of 3 million people. But on the other end, the spigots were open. In other words, the usual confusing President Obama on where he was on it, because he didn't want to talk about it or touch it, because he knew the media was covering for him. So that's our story on immigration today. And again, we wholeheartedly, 1,000% disagreed on Trump using family separation as a deterrent. That sucks. It's sleazy, it's scummy. And for a Republican Party that one of their charters on the Republican National Committee is family, well, there you go, the hypocrisy on the right also. Thus, we hate them all. Anyway, hope I made a little sense for you. I had to bring that out of the box because everybody's talking about all these protests. But again, the selective outrage, it's so much fun. You know what it's like? You watch the World Cup. You see these fans, how they're into the World Cup. It's their team or else. Same thing with the protesters in the media. And the Trumpsters. Up next, you wouldn't think so, but I have lots to say on the markets, and it's meaningful today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So Facebook lied. Mark Zuckerberg lied. His testimony was a bunch of bull crap. We are now finding out another piece of the puzzle. There's been special deals with company and data. We're finding now Google has deals with third parties that, listen to me carefully, they go into your emails. How's that for you? They're going into your emails. You want me to repeat that? They're going into your emails. So I've already shut down my Facebook and my Instagrams. I took them off my phone, my iPad. It's on my computer, but I'm logged out. I've gotten rid of all the whatever that they can go after, but I'm still thinking they're giving me a colonoscopy on every daily basis. So I'm deciding what I want to do with this, because let me tell you what's happened here. They've just gone over the top too far. And I don't think Zuckerberg was under oath, because he would have been committing perjury for all his lies that day. Go read about Google. Sifting through your Gmail. Just letting you know. Software developers can scan hundreds of millions of emails of users who sign up for email-based services. Now, ask me what that means, to sign up for email-based services. Beats the hell out of me. All I know is I could be looking at hotels in Honolulu on one computer and then go on my phone and an ad shows up somewhere. I don't know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. They got you by the you-know-whats, these companies. And you know the politicians aren't going to do squat. You know why? Because they get crap loads of money from these companies, and they get jobs at these companies afterwards. Do you know there's a couple of Obamaites that are neck deep at Facebook and Google now, running political this, that, and the other thing? You know, they're kind of sort of lobbyists, but they don't call them lobbyists, even though they are lobbyists. It's a cesspool. It's an absolute cesspool. They gotcha. They absolutely gotcha. And you know how you know they gotcha? Because, you know, I saw another woman. I'm not making this up. I'm in an elevator. She's on her phone, looking down, doing Facebook. Thought the elevator door opened, just ran right into the door. And of course, me being the gentleman, I asked her if she was okay. She gives me a dirty look. She ran right into the elevator door because she was looking at Facebook. People can't be off that stuff. It is addicting. Addictive. I was out the other night for dinner with a couple and a son. 14-year-old brilliant kid. Would not get off the phone the whole dinner. And I offered the kid $50 to be off the phone tomorrow for 3 hours. Wouldn't do it. And you know what's going to happen in 20 years? Everybody's thumbs are going to be locked, and that's from the little typing with the thumbs, and everybody's neck face is going to be looking down at the ground. They will never be able to pick it back up. We're going to go back to how cavemen walked, all because of the phone. No, really. The woman ran right into the elevator door. And by the way, I see it all the time. I told you about the one where it was a guy and a girl twice. Ran right into a 7-Eleven glass window. Didn't break, but boom. Boom! And Google knows it, and Facebook knows it, Twitter knows it, Instagram knows it, and all these other places know it. They got you. And now they got the Alexa thing. I keep mine shut off. I swear. They can do a horror movie on Alexa. She's watching you. Seriously. You don't believe me, huh? No, they're watching you. Anyway. One last word of advice. Careful with the fireworks. Every year I read about fingers and feet and all that blown right off. And no, it's not funny. And it can happen easily. So just be careful, especially your kids. Normally I travel July 4th. I'm usually never here. But I'm going to do the Disney thing. They got this Disney Springs, really nice restaurants. And you walk out afterwards and you see 15 different fireworks from Universal, SeaWorld, 3 or 4 Disney parks. It's magnificent, so that's what I'm going to do. That's my July 4th. Now that I said that, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, there is some muy importante stuff to talk about on the market today. Let's go right into it. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. The Dow is only up 35. The S&P, though, was up 8. The NASDAQ, 57. NASDAQ, 157. The SOX was up 8. Transport's up 108, but none of that's the story for today. Emerging markets were down, but they'll probably be up tomorrow because we reversed today. That was the story. But before I get into the market, I do want to let you know I have a guess for you. I think Bitcoin probably bottomed today, for now. I don't know what it does from here, but when you have a chance, go look. It undercut January, undercut March, stayed there for a few days, and in one day got it back. Yes, you can do technical analysis on Bitcoin. I think, and again, I don't know if it goes much higher from here. I think it really, for whatever reason, put a little foot down. I ain't buying any. You shouldn't buy any. It's eventually going to zero. But I'm just letting you know because some of you have interest. And we've been talking about it a lot. I didn't really see any news on it that made it move. It just moved. So I just wanted to let you know. Now, rest of the show. Sore thumbs. Sing a few of them. And much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
So, when we talk price to each and every one of you, when we talk price, when we talk levels, there is a meaning behind it. If a store was selling shirts and they were in such strong demand, the store has the ability to raise the price of that shirt. Like LeBron's Los Angeles Lakers shirt now. So they raise the price. And demand stays even stronger. So they raise the price. But demand stays strong and they raise the price. But then demand levels out and slows down because price went too high. So they want to keep selling the same amount, they lower the price. And demand picked up, but they raised the price back to the old highs, but then it slowed down again, and you catch my drift, levels. So in the markets, we follow these levels that are not made by us, they're made by price. The actual price of the entity, the asset. And quite often, these levels are actually to the penny. I've seen many an occasion where a stock will go to $105, drop back to $95, go back to $105, not to $105.01, not to $104.99, but $105. And then for 6 months, it hits that 105 and can't get above it. But then finally it does, and volume's heavy. It tells us that that resistance, that level, has now become support. And higher prices are in the offing. And of course, on the other side, something drops to 95.20 and bounces off of it. And backs down to 95.20 and bounces off of it. And goes back there 6 times in 6 months and bounce off of it and finally breaks it. Well, it's usually a break of importance. So we watch levels. And as you know, we scan 1,500 stocks every day, up to 2,000. Dozens of countries, dozens of ETFs, 200 sectors. To give us a feel, the weight of the evidence. And then we have something called moving averages. The reason why they're called moving averages is because they move their price. But what they are is not price per se. It's an average price based on how long of a moving average you have. A 50-day moving average is the last 50 days, the close. Add them up, divide by 50, you get a number. So price is then smoothed out. And we use that 50-day moving average as a place of bullishness. Not necessarily bearishness, but definitively bullishness, because we know from precedent that the 50-day moving average in bull markets contains price on pullbacks as that average ascends. And yes, it's a line. In bear markets, that 50-day moving average is descending, and price is contained, trying to get through it on the upside. And then there's a longer-term moving average. We use the 200-day. We believe that is the definable definition of bear market, that you never want to be below it because nothing good can happen if you are trading below 200-day moving averages. Now, backing up on the 50-day moving average, nothing good can happen if you are below the 50-day moving average, but it doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen. It just may be you are hanging around for a while. But that 200-day moving average is the opposite thought. Only bad happens below a 200-day moving average. So we watch these levels closely. But how do we know their importance? Well, we've gone through 100 years of every type of market, every bull market, every bear market, and they all do have the same characteristics, even back then, even without computers. Because fear and greed in markets are the same emotion today as they were 100 years ago. It's just faster now. Now, in recent weeks, many financials broke the 200-day moving average. Emerging markets of submerging markets, way below long-term moving averages. A lot of countries, a lot of sectors, cruise lines, airlines, hotels and motels now, defense stocks. I keep telling you, everybody loves a good war, but right now they don't like defense. Maybe if North Korea lights up the sky again, they'll start going again. And of course, we've been telling you, the worst index is the Dow. Second worst is the S&P. The best, NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000. And we came into this week telling you we deteriorated last week. The SOX was down 4%. The regionals were down 4% last week. I think about 15, 20 growth names broke below at least the 50-day, if not more. But the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 and Russell 2000 have stayed above it, even with all the other carnage in these other areas. And we walked into today as Trump said something else about some tariffs, and we gapped down again today, and we reversed up today, the opposite of what we saw a couple of times last week. That's good news short term. Maybe we finally got our pre-holiday happiness. As we've told you, there's usually end of quarter pre-holiday happiness, which we didn't get last week. But for me, I don't rationalize. I don't worry about date. When I do my scans, I could care less. All I care about is the outcome. And we're just letting you know today, in spite of some pretty good weakness early, when you have a chance, go look how the NASDAQ hit in the morning at 74.43 with the 50-day moving average 74.40. And bounced up like 120 points from there, about 1-something%. Go look how the NASDAQ 100 hit this morning, 69.69, with the 50-day moving average at 69.64, within a smidge. Use those levels as the big time. Because with all these other areas weak, needed a goal line stand in these areas, and they did it today. Now, that doesn't mean we don't turn tail tomorrow and drop several million points. We're just letting you know the evidence at hand. The boys defended at vital area today on the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, and the Russell 2000, which, by the way, hit 1631 with the 50-day moving average at 1628. A rhyme and a reason. Now, other things also reverse, but they're much, 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 much more weaker. Much, much, much more. Meaning, still lots of divergences going on. But good news today, the semis, which were down another 15, finished up 8. The NASDAQ, which was down, I gather, 60 or 70, finished up 50 and change. And when you go through your names, you will see a bunch of 50-day moving average holds for growth names that we talk about often. Investable, don't know. Tradable, maybe. Tomorrow, don't have a clue. Up next, more on this and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard.
Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now.
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. They elected a nut job in Mexico. Do you know what this guy says? Mexican people, I am allowing every one of you to just walk across the border of the United States. Screw them. He's telling his people to leave. He's a leftist socialist. I don't know what is going on with people in South America just electing leftist socialists that believe the state knows all and is smarter than you. I don't know what's going on. Do people have a negative opinion of themselves that they think Bernie Sanders types and Bernie Sanders can change their lot in life? Somebody's got to explain this to me. You know, I don't really debate anybody on Twitter, but every now and then it gets to be too much fun. I can't believe some of the crap that comes out of people's mouths about socialism. Oh, but what about police and firemen and military, their government? You're comparing Bernie Sanders to the military? Are you smoking the serious good stuff in the biggest bong of all time? All right, going backwards. So when you have a chance, you may want to listen back to the last segment because it should get a Pulitzer Prize for genius. In one segment, what we simply did was explain to you price and how it works and how market thinks, and explain to you the simplicity that the markets don't care about you and your opinion or anybody else's opinion. They're going to do whatever they're going to want to do. But there's a way of tracking. There's a way of tracking. And we use these levels and moving average, and then the last part of the equation, ladies and gentlemen, relative strength. Who's winning the race? Who's winning the race? What stocks are the strongest in the market? What's the weakest? When the market's weak, what's holding up best? When the market's its strongest, what's getting hit the most? What sectors are the strongest? What countries? What asset class? That's the other part. And how do we measure relative strength? Well, we use something called Market Smith. It used to be Daily Graphs. I don't even know why they changed the name to Market Smith. I don't know where the heck they got that name from. What they have is a relative strength line. And it's relative strength versus everything. And you could attach relative strength versus other stocks in the group. And that is the other part of the equation. Of course, as always, close your eyes, hold your nose, and pray. But we've tried that. It doesn't work. Now, at the close today, Apple bounced off the 50-day. Adobe bounced off the 50-day. Biosyn bounced off the 50-day. Chipotle undercut it, got back above it. GoDaddy held the 50-day moving average. By the way, so far, Tableau Software, 50-day. Facebook, stronger than most, the 21-day. F5 Networks, the 50-day. Grubhub, the 50-day. Intuitive Surgical, the 50-day. Microsoft, the 50-day. Momo Inc., Mullinex. ServiceNow was below it, got back above it. Shopify got back, was below it, finished above it. Stamps.com holding it. Palo Alto Networks. Okta. United Health. Viva Systems. Zendesk. Norfolk Southern and CSX in the rails. And I think you could put Union Pacific on that too. So just throwing out some things to you for you to scan, have some fun. You know, I went to look at the new high list, and I must tell you, I really can't even mention much on the new high list. I mean, there are new highs, but on the NASDAQ, let's see if anything stuck out. Nothing with a lot of meat on it. Yeah, I can't even really mention. A Fiesta Restaurant Group, FRGI. It's a restaurant, not a big one. You know, something like that, whoopee-doo. On the NYSE, Darden Restaurants, that just had a nice gap to the upside. I'll give you that one. Madison Square Garden, I hate James Dolan. He's killing my teams. Can't find that much more. Dell Technologies, there's some deal going on, going public with some of the business. Infosys, I'll give you that one. Live Nation, I'll give you that one too. After that, that's it. Not a lot of new highs. Other areas to make note of today. As mentioned, I mentioned the Bitcoin, think maybe putting a low, but not much else to think about today. It was the NASDAQ. It was the NASDAQ 100. That's what stuck out, holding support, Russell 2000. Oils were a little weak today. They're mixed bag. My thought process remains on most of them. Range bound after the top a few weeks ago. Dollar strength today, whoopee-doo, go visit Europe. And that's that. Hey, we'll be back Thursday. Have a great July 4th. And when you get home, make sure you do. Hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com.
To reach Gary Kaltenbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.